Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Georgia Power in Dakula, the other half of the map. If Georgia Power serves your Dakula address, you have something Jackson EMC members don't, a state regulator you can complain to. Here's what that's worth. Dakula is not a one-utility town. Jackson EMC serves much of it, Georgia Power serves the rest, and no household in either territory chose which. The basics. Georgia Power is an investor-owned electric utility serving roughly 2.7 million customers across most of Metro Atlanta and the populated parts of Central, South, and Coastal Georgia. It is the largest electric utility in the state. Unlike an electric membership cooperative, it has shareholders rather than members. Customers are customers, not part owners, and there are no annual member refunds. What customers get instead is a regulator. The Public Service Commission is your recourse. This is the single biggest practical difference between the two utilities serving Dakula. Georgia Power's rates are set through the Georgia Public Service Commission, an elected five-member body that holds public rate cases with filings, hearings, and opportunities to comment. The PSC states its role plainly. Its consumer affairs staff answers questions about high utility bills, service disconnections, and deceptive marketing, and works with consumers to resolve complaints and investigate violations. And it draws an equally plain line: the PSC does not regulate electric membership cooperatives, EMCS, or city-owned electric utilities. So in Dakula, two neighbors on different sides of a territory line have genuinely different options when they object to a rate. A Georgia Power customer can file with an elected commission. A Jackson EMC member's recourse is a co-op board election. Neither is automatically better. But it's worth knowing which one you have before you need it. The rate freeze. A significant piece of current context: in July 2025, the PSC instituted a Georgia Power rate freeze through the end of 2028. The commission has also passed rules intended to ensure that residents, small businesses, and other retail electricity customers do not see bill increases driven by data centers, a live issue across Georgia as large data center loads arrive on the grid, including along the growth corridors near Dakula. Note that a base rate freeze is not the same as a frozen bill. Fuel costs and storm recovery filings move through separate proceedings. The PSC has, for example, held hearings on a Georgia Power storm damage recovery application. Bills can still change. Assistance programs worth knowing. Georgia Power runs several income-qualified programs, expanded in recent years with PSC approval. Income-qualified discount, $33.50 per month. Previously the income-qualified senior discount, it was expanded effective May 1, 2024 following PSC approval in December 2023. Customers may qualify by being 65 or older with household income at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, adjusted for household size, or by receiving Social Security Disability Income, Supplemental Security Income, or a HUD Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher. Free home energy improvements. Eligible customers can receive attic insulation, smart thermostats, and weatherization at no cost. Separate offerings exist for eligible seniors and for customers in prefabricated or mobile homes. Ease energy assistance for savings and efficiency, one of several income-qualified programs. LIHEAP, the federally funded low-income home energy assistance program, generally available to households at or below 150% of the poverty level who are responsible for their primary heating costs. It's administered locally, not by the utility. Georgia Power publishes an eligibility checker on its assistance page. If you're unsure, check before assuming you don't qualify. The 2024 expansion moved the line considerably. Outages and service. Georgia Power maintains an outage map on its website and through its mobile app, and provides customer support around the clock for outage reporting. Do the setup work before you need it, bookmark the outage map, install the app, and make sure the phone number on your account is current, Many utility systems identify your address from the number you call from. Current phone numbers, outage reporting, and account tools are at georgiapower.com. How to know if this is you? Check a recent bill. The provider is printed on it. If you're moving in, ask the seller, landlord, or previous tenant. If you still can't tell, the Georgia Public Service Commission at 404-656-4501 is the state's official authority on utility service and can point you to the right provider for an address. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DaCoolaWire.com.